we go. And with us this morning to talk about Connor McDavid is Craig Smiley. He's the sports director at WJET-TV in Erie, Pennsylvania. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning to you, Jay. Good to talk to you.
A great pleasure to speak with you as well. Let's talk about Connor McDavid. First and foremost, how does he compare to his current competition in the Ontario Hockey League?
He's better than everybody you'll see. He's one of those kids that you just see out there, and pretty much every time he touches the puck, he can do something special. And he's fun to watch. He's been around the game since he was a baby. And everybody that sees him play, his competition, they all know he's the best. And it's just a matter of, you know, how you slow him down. It's a matter of time before, you know, obviously he ends up as the number one pick in the NHL draft.
Erie Otters were in Buffalo earlier this year. They brought with them 11,000 fans to First Niagara Center to see Connor McDavid. What has he meant to the Erie Otters franchise?
He's meant a lot. He turned them around, you know, I don't want to say single-handedly, but he was the start of turning the franchise around from, you know, in order to get him, they were the worst team in the league. And for back-to-back years, for the first time in franchise history, they've won 50 games. You know, they've got a chance, if things go right, to make a run and win their first championship since 2002. But attendance is up. You know, everybody knows Connor McDavid. And as you guys saw in Buffalo, you know, earlier in the year against Niagara, the McDavid jerseys are everywhere. Everybody wants a piece of this kid. And he's really done a lot, you know whether he wants to or not, to, you know, become a big name in this area. And truth be told, you know, had he been somewhere else, especially if he would have been in Canada, he would have been 10 times as big as what he is in Erie. But he's done a great job, and he's made, you know, the Otters what they are the past 3 years.
And we've been hearing about Connor McDavid for several years, since he was a young teenager. Obviously, with that, there's been a lot of spotlight upon him and upon his progress. From your perspective, how is he handling all that attention?
He's handled it so well, and you could tell that. I met the kid when he was 15 years old. The night before the Otters drafted him, they actually brought him into a hotel in the area with his parents and had him do a sit-down interview with the local media here. And that was before he was even in the league as a 15-year-old. And you could already tell then that he was ready for it. And since then, you know, every single time we've had the opportunity, which is a lot, to interview him, to be around him, he impresses every time. He's not somebody that is the most bubbly person. Mm. His personality is not something that jumps off the page, is energetic and outgoingly super friendly, but he's polite, he's humble, and he's always handled it great. He does so many interviews with the USA Today, with New York Times, with every Canadian you know, paper and television station. I mean, he has his own security on the road, you know, just following him around he's basically the hockey version of Justin Bieber, if you will, except with the, you know, the not necessarily the same personality, but that kind of, you know, people that follow him around and want to get autographs, pictures, et cetera.
Scouts, of course, have been following me around for years. Probably every scout in the NHL has probably been through your building here. And I'm just kind of curious if you've heard any assessments about him, because there is the debate, somewhat of a debate, between Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel of Boston University. Which one is best? If you've had a chance to talk to these scouts, what do they have to say about that?
You'll see scouts every single night. Last night alone, I mean, I could tell you there were a handful of general managers, including Tim Murray from the Sabres, who I've seen twice in the last month. Scout-wise, I mean, I don't want to say, it's not split. I'd just say McDavid is pretty much the consensus go-to number one. I think both of those guys are considered camp misses. I had a chance to talk to Tim Murray, GM from the Sabres, mid-March, and he made it very clear if the Sabres have the number one pick, who their guy is, you know, he won't go out and use his name in that, when you ask him that question. But it's clear that if the Sabres have the number one pick, McDavid's their guy. Murray makes it very clear what kind of special player he is. The interesting thing is I've seen Tim twice. He was there last night when the Otters played Sarnia in game one of the playoffs, and he was there against Niagara in mid-March. And McDavid, that first game that I saw Tim, was held off the point list, the stat sheet, for the first time in 27 games. So he had his 27-point streak snapped in front of Tim Murray. They won 3-0. And then last night he had an assist, but they lost 3-2. So I'm going to call Tim and tell him, please don't come back tonight, although I do expect him and many other scouts. I know the Columbus Blue Jackets general manager was in town last night. I saw scouts from the LA Kings, the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, there were just tons. And they come out to see, you know, a talent that truthfully is, you know, once in a generation as far as the things that he can do. I compare him a lot of times to a really good point guard in basketball.
And finally, Craig, I'm curious if you have a favorite McDavid moment of all the years that you had a chance to see him down in Erie.
There's so many as far as him on the ice with the puck. Very few times off the ice have I had a chance to, you know, have one of those moments where you get him to even crack a smile almost. There have been some of those recently. I mean, off the ice, he and teammate Dylan Strome played against one another in a sort of an all-star game kind of setting, and I had a chance to interview the two of them side by side. That off the ice stands out because it was one of the few moments, like I said, where I could get Connor to lighten up, if you will. He's so serious about the game. That's one of those moments that stands out. But as far as on the ice, there are countless times. There was a goal that he scored against Plymouth last year that was just unbelievable. And you know, if you just go back and look at some of his highlight films, you'll be able to see he does the same move quite a bit when he has those highlight reel goals, but he's so fast and so shifty that it's just impossible for players, at least at this age, to stop. And I can't wait to see what he does at the next level.
A lot of Buffalo fans feel the same way. Hey, Craig Smiley of WJET-TV in Erie, Pennsylvania, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You got it, Jay. Thank you for the time.